This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
It unlike white people.
It's John and Lance.
Hey, Godfather, I didn't know this was going to get racial.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Occasional Invitational. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, out here live at Highland Pines. And what's your... It's the first time Lance and Dell have been here. Dell and I wants to take a ride around. We're going to go ride around after the show.
Are you going to do a ride along?
You know, I have an actual job I have to do after the show.
Well, he has a show.
Yeah, but yeah. Nobody
I'm not. That's disrespectful. Nobody cares. I'm not going to ride around in a golf cart.
You're not doing a ride along?
No.
I'll be on the phone and reporting from the course.
What am I going to be
you're
reporting?
Seeing. You know
wait
what
until
you're
show's
seeing.
Over. Just wait until show's
that's what
over.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, when his show's over, we're going to be playing.
Cart.
We're going to
get playing. So he can catch up. Maybe hit balls for every group.
Maybe drive around and hit balls for everybody.
Just do putts.
I don't even know what
that
means.
Okay, you
hit
go.
Balls for every group.
Just grab somebody's club and just hit a ball.
Yeah, just start hitting.
I'm sure everyone's going to appreciate the non-golfer messing with them when they're trying to have a great time.
Oh, they're going to love it. They're going to give you hugs. You go up, you hug every team, all the guys on the team.
It's called a founder's shot.
Where are the cart girls? Are they going to be here?
Yes.
The cart girls
are going to
be here.
I saw one get out of her truck.
Oh.
You did?
When I went to go get the mosquito spray,
she was a cart girl. Look to her.
I don't know if she was a cart girl.
Yeah. Did she look like Sydney Sweeney?
I saw Sam, too. She's not an intern. She works with us. Sam's just sitting in her car out
there. Well, her shift begins, I think, at 8. The promo team's going to be out here.
It's a little early.
Did she get a hotel up here?
Well, I mean, I got here because of all the taunting that I was receiving. I got here and drove, left my house like 4:30.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got
here at 5:32 or something like that.
My ride was 48 minutes, I guess.
No,
but
mine was only 40.
Yeah, mine was 48, but it actually wasn't bad.
I had Michael. He's that's my man right there.
Wasn't bad. Yes, so I know where you were going before you interrupted yourself. And it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really nice, especially this.
This is your first time out here.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of it, but it's nice. Just driving up here, there's one of the holes snuggles up against the whatever road I came in on. And then,
that's 13. It's the only hole out here where there is an out-of-bounds with houses. You can all the other houses, you can't see... Really, the houses are set back off of it. There's one hole, 13, that has houses
now,
along the right side.
I did notice there were billboards that are, you know, trying to get people to come out and join the club. There's houses out here and whatnot. So I kept trying. Well, I started looking like, if John is on a billboard, the billboard campaign, where I'm just going to give it to him.
I'm not Raheel.
Oh, so, but you're okay, not on
I'm
there.
Not, I'm not.
Like, I thought you'd be there with your arm around somebody on the golf course.
No, he'd me and Dell.
Like,
because we're an inclusive community.
They're not putting me on the billboard to sell golf.
No. So he's it's pretty out here. I'm looking forward to playing the course. Great look here from the back of the clubhouse.
Yep.
Really nice. Nice place.
Yeah, that's number one. This is number nine coming down a 40-foot drop right here. Mm-hmm. We got lakes, the trees. I'm telling you, you're going to be like, I played with a guy the other day. He said, it ain't like you're in Houston. It's like you're not even in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really different. It's different than anything you'll play.
Tell.
For those of you that are coming out for the first time, you're really going to enjoy it. For those of you who haven't been here before, you need to come on out and check it out because it's not. It's not like,
it's not
did I exaggerate? It looks a little like you're in Georgia or something.
I don't don't know. I've never been to the Masters. Well, you don't say the Masters. You just say Georgia.
The
Masters.
I said Georgia. I didn't say the Masters.
Don't say the Masters.
I don't know if this looks like
don't
it's
do that.
Georgia. Can people play out of here if they're not members?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
can't?
It's
okay.
Semi-private. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can join or you can – I'm a member, but you can either join or you can just put daily play.
Before we get into so today we're going to have our occasional invitational or occasional what's it what do
what
we
is
call
she
it?
Doing running on our course right there?
She's running on a sidewalk.
I know. Well, let's suppose path. Somebody hits her.
She's okay. Running on a cart path. You'll be fine.
So today I don't drive on the cart path, so she's good.
Today is our golf. My wife goes yesterday. I said, "Oh, I got to wake up at like 4:30 because I got to be out there and I got to leave early." And she said, "Is that that?" Is that the tournament that you had gotten out of by going to L.A. for the the draft? I said,
"Yep,
yeah, I got rained out, so I'm headed out there." But I'm actually happy to. I dusted off the clubs. We'll see what happens. I'll hit a few today.
Me, Lance, Tim, and Clay from Wildcat. Right. We're playing together in a foursome. I think we dominate, Del. What do you think? Do you think we dominate play?
Sorry, I'm already bored.
Okay. He's already out on that. Well, do you want to talk Astros? Will that make you more exciting?
You want to talk about going rogue? You want to talk about that?
Before we get to J.P. Fromm's, I do want to talk about the good news. I'm in Thompson, despite missing a chunk of the season, was second team all-rookie NBA, and he had the most votes, 80 votes for second team. 80 votes. I'm in Thompson. He had 80 votes for second team, which was more than anybody else. Now, Derek Lively from Dallas had 26 first-team votes, which, you know, he was – but Amen Thompson had the second-most votes of all rookies. It's Chet Holmgren, Victor Wembanyama, Brandon Miller. I mean, those are picks number 2, 1, and 3 in their respective drafts. Jaime Jaquez, who is known as Juan Wick.
He's known as Juan Wick, yes.
Yeah. And how do you pronounce it? Brandon Podzimski?
Yes.
he was taken right after Cam.
For Golden State.
For Golden State. He was a decision that they were making whether or not they were going to take him or Cam.
Remember when you always hear that you can't possibly find players who can play outside of the top however many picks? Every year you find guys who can play.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know this is considered this year's draft where the Rockets have the third pick is the weakest draft in the history of ball sports.
There will be guys in it.
There's going to be guys in it. They're always – every once in a while you get one. That's not great. Scoot Henderson, one first-place vote.
Got to be someone in Portland.
Yeah, and then there was 31 second-place votes. Handed up others. You remember when there was a talk about – I don't know, man. I might go Scoot over Wembanyama. Good luck with that. That's going to be – Wembanyama got to – well, Wembanyama and Holmgren both were unanimous.
Now, Brandon Miller, obviously, he played on a really bad team. And
so somebody didn't even give him a second-place vote. 97 first-place votes, one second-place vote. That's 100% somebody with a gun charges. I'm not voting for him, right?
Or they
not
had,
the gun charges.
They
but
had
why would 97
Victor
people,
1 and Chet 2, all of them did.
Well, no, but you can no, first place meaning
but did he get a third?
First place, first team.
Oh, first
somebody
team.
Didn't even give him a vote.
Yeah, that was probably gun charges.
Yeah.
Probably. More than likely. Holier than thou.
Well, he wasn't gun charges, but he was involved in the, yeah. And then, because even Jaime Jaquez got, 99 total votes, and so did Brandon Podzimski got 99 total votes. He was the only one who didn't. So somebody tried to show, I'm not with this. I mean, just vote the game.
Yeah.
Vote the game. Quit trying to.
How are you adding? That looks like 97 for Podzimski. 64.
Oh, yeah. Well, 97, maybe. 99, whatever.
Yeah. What?
That's close. Well, Lively, 93.
Victor's 10 and 80. I mean, Almond's 10 and 80, so only 90 people voted
90
for
him. Out of 99.
Out of 99.
In the first two teams, yeah. Well, that's not bad. So that's the good news. Now, the bad news is I thought we were cruising to another win yesterday.
Well,
the Astros.
It was 6-1.
Astros were in great shape. It was – I turned away. I literally turned away, and then what did I get? I got a text that said something about Fromber. What did I get? Was it on Glory Boys? Somebody texted something. I'm like, what? Oh, my buddy Zach. Zach just said, I hope the Angels just demoralize Fromber for the rest of the year, which I'm not sure why he said that. And then I turned, I'm like, good God. He goes, I'm so tired of this bleep. He said, I also have completely uneducated baseball takes. He said the train came off the tracks and it was a wrap.
Well, and did you see this? Joe Espada, Framber Valdez, well, and Leonard Diaz all said that Valdez went away from the game plan in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Giner did a really good job calling pitches. I was the one that decided to try and change the game plan.
Framber said this?
Yes. I had to deal with the consequences, said Valdez. Giner, I could try to force him to throw a certain pitch, but he knows how he feels and how his pitches feel. He makes the decision.
So here's one. So the other day you talked about Justin Verlander shaking off with the 1,000 shake-offs of everything.
He really
everything.
Did, and guess what? It cost him.
Yeah. Now we've got Framber admitting this is all machete. They don't do this to machete.
Nope.
There's no chance. So this is our first tangible evidence and proof of the two guys that we were most concerned about going rogue and not listening to, not just Giner, but the game plan, which is you go into a game with a game plan of how you're attacking different hitters. Machete is one of the, you know, his work ethic where you get on the planes on trips and immediately go to the iPad and start working.
That's
on his
all
game
Giner
plan.
Has to do. He gets on the plane.
Just put an iPad
opens
on.
Puts two or three on. Then watches whatever movie
he wants. Just
whatever.
Make sure they see but a couple of baseball.
As long as they see his iPads up and he is working, just put on Game of Thrones. If he has, what's he behind on? We got to see what he's behind on. And he's got to get blood in, blood out. Okay, watch that.
That's pretty old. But he.
Well, so what? The kids all need to watch.
Yeah, but there's new prison movies that you can watch from there.
Is there?
He could watch. Yeah, I mean, Mayor of Kingston. He could watch it. That's got different prison gangs and prison groups. Not as good as Blood In, Blood Out. But
what was the one prison show that had gratuitous? It was like, oh, my God, I can't watch
Oz?
This. Was it Oz, yeah. Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, on HBO.
Can't watch that.
Late 90s, yeah. early 2000s.
No, I never want to go to prison again.
Well, that's not many prison movies. The breakout jailbreak show or whatever where the guy.
Hogan's Heroes.
No, that's not the one I'm talking about. The guy where he got everything tattooed on his body so he could, because he got the whole schematics for how to break his brother out of there.
Oh.
That show was on Fox years ago. No, I mean, they went rogue. They went rogue, and so now you deal with the consequences.
Do they trust Giner from now on? I mean, because it was so silly, the Verlander at bat against William Contreras, he threw 96 10 straight times. You think he might change it? With first base open, by the way, and the best hitter with runners in scoring position in all of baseball, you'd think that he might try to fool him, or at least, oh, well, I gave up a walk and I loaded the bases.
It was really like you think that I think that you're going to expect a breaking pitch, but I'm going to keep throwing you fastballs. That was just Verlander outthinking himself. Or it's just a good win for Contreras, really, is what that was.
Or.
But this is different, though. This is different than that at-bat, bro. That's an at-bat where he just thought, you're going to expect me to throw change-up, or you're going to expect me to throw off-speed, and I'm going to beat you with gas. And a good hitter beat him.
When you see it for the 10th straight time, I don't care what hitter you are. Adam Everett could have hit that pitch.
Yeah, but that's one hitter. This is going off. Yeah. This is getting away from a game plan that was working.
But did you see
it was working.
Did you see how his slider was hanging?
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
That's why I worry about Javier. His slider wasn't that sharp. The sweeper
wasn't that sharp,
and he had a good game. It looked good. The numbers are good. I'm a little worried about that, but. Yeah, some of this going off the reservation thing where he got away from the game plan, most of it was he made bad pitches.
Yeah, they were right over the plate, over the meat.
He made really bad
pitches.
They
were belt high, just terrible. What's up, bro? Gilbert's here.
You see, he's got the look. Now, this is the look now. You wear slides. You don't wear tennis shoes or whatever. You wear slides with the socks. Why you got that look?
Because
that's the look now.
That's terrible.
He doesn't know.
He's got a blue shirt on. He's got black socks on. So, it's embarrassing.
He's got slot. Oh.
What should he be wearing?
What's up, boss?
John is going to start critiquing everyone's fits.
No, the problem. The problem for us is John knows everyone who's here, so he's going to say, "Hey, man, what's up?
What's up, Todd? What's up, Gary?" All right, Kyle.
About three or four.
He's asking for scorecards right now.
Let's get it, Kyle.
Colleen needs them. She's bringing a tournament out here.
Yeah, he's about to have a lot of personal conversations.
Yes.
On air.
Yes.
So, no, but it is interesting that Framber admits getting away from, because this is what we were waiting for. When is Fromber and Verlander going to not trust Yiner Diaz? And we got our answer before the first third of the season was over. Fromber, in the middle of a game, just goes away from the game plan. I don't know that that's anti-Yiner. I think it's – I know this. They would never pull that on Machete.
No.
Because he had – Martin Maldonado had way too much juice for you to do that. And he'd go out there and call you on it. There's no question.
I can't believe they're being like that petty. That is just so, too stubborn. And look at what happened. He got lit up. We've never seen Fromber get lit up like that. I mean, it was home run after home run after home run after home run. Holy crap. Are you kidding me, Fromber? And you kept on doing it and said, you know what? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. That's just terrible. I mean, I don't know. Do they not like Yiner? Do they just – obviously, they don't trust him.
Well, I don't think they – Well, they probably, I don't know if they don't like him. I think they just think, what is, he doesn't know me like Maldonado
but
did.
But that's just like so stubborn.
Yeah.
That's so childish.
But you knew it would happen. I mean, these guys think they know themselves better than Yiner does, and I'm sure it's hard to argue against it. But you're not, the problem I have isn't that, you know, guys shake off pitches all the time where you're trying to tell them. The problem I have is that he not only admitted it, which is great, because that way Yiner doesn't have to bring it up, because Yiner can't bring it up. But for him to admit that, what bothers me is he would never do that to Maldonado, because Maldonado wouldn't put up with it. Maldonado would immediately stop, go out to the mound, glove on the face, and immediately start. That's what would happen. And maybe this is a good learning experience for Diaz that Diaz needs to take. At some point, Diaz may have to be a little confrontational. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I don't know, but
disappointing,
man.
Well, how hard is that,
lead,
though?
And it goes 8-6 like that, and then, you know, you actually had a shot in the ninth inning. You had a home run robbed. You had a shot. You scored a run. You got it to 9-7. You had a man on, or is it two men on, and Bregman at the plate, and then Bregman, I thought, tattooed it. It looked like he turned on, and I'm like, oh, and just kind of a basic fly out to left center field. Center fielder walks it down easily, no problem. But I thought he had gassed it. I thought, oh, my God.
Did he pull the knob through the zone or not?
So it looked like, yeah.
It looked like that?
Yeah.
It did? Okay. Yeah, you had two on, and he flew out to center, and that was it. And that's the game, 9-7. You can still get – you got to get these two games, the 8-2 homestand. It's exactly what you needed. You're back in the hunt. You're playing better baseball. All of these things. Fromber just went off the reservation, and you just can't have it. You just can't have it, Fromber. What you can have is some Maestro Dobell.
Maestro Dobell's fantastic because what it does for you is offers you an experience. It's an experience every time you have Maestro Dobell. And we're talking about a tequila that is made in Tequila, Mexico. It is made with a process that is phenomenal. It's one of the reasons it's the top tequilas in Mexico. When I was in Mexico City, I mean, it is everywhere. And I mean everywhere. You cannot go somewhere and not see an Añejo and Cristalino bottle. You are going to find that. But the most important thing is that you have a chance to experience outstanding tequila at a very reasonable price. Go purchase a bottle from wherever fine liquor stores are sold, and you are going to really love what you are drinking, and because it's been aged properly, and it's the care has been taken, the flavor profile's amazing with each and every bottle of tequila. Experience it for yourself. Take a picture of the bottle, hold the bottle, send me a direct message on Twitter, tweet it, I'll retweet it. I want to know what you think, but because I think you're going to absolutely love it. It's Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool. So we're at the bar yesterday, and my buddy, he starts dipping, and there's all of this crap on the floor. You know how they put the dip in, and then it falls all over, and it's right, and it's, I'm like, you're just filth and flarn. It's all over the floor here. What is wrong with you? See, you dippers, you don't care. You spit all over the place. You got it on your shirt. You got black teeth. It's awful. Artisan Grange is the way to go. Canstead and Dew Blend. You're looking for the best way to dip cleanly, safely, I mean, you're gonna kick the habit. No nicotine. The dangers that exist, the filth and flooring that exists with regular dip and get out. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. CBD American Shaman is carrying it so good. You're looking for the best way to dip cleanly and safely. 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter.
I think Diaz pulled a Crash Davis from Bull Durham, told the guys what was coming to teach him a lesson. It's what it looked like. Get that. Hey, get that scene.
I never considered it. I never even considered that.
Chris from HRP. He said, you know what? It looked like that. Oh, you're going to teach? I'll teach you. Oh, you're going to shake me off? You got a no-hitter going and you're going to shake me off? Okay. What did he say? Tell your grandchildren what I did for you or whatever. Yeah. Now, see if you can find that scene, babes. Come back with it.
We had a strange day yesterday in the world social media, too. Terrence Howard, well, it came out.
That was wild.
Terrence Howard, woo-wee. The periodic table, there was a lot of stuff Terrence Howard went in on.
So I saw some video, I forget who it was, but they were doing Terrence Howard impressions and they were making fun of Terrence Howard. And then I saw him on the podcast with Joe Rogan, and I was like, holy crap, it's true. He's a different dude.
Well, this may be kind of new. I don't know. But then again, mostly I just see him on movies. So movies, TV shows, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, he had some interesting takes on the periodic table and much more.
Yeah.
And then you had Cameron, rapper Cameron, who's been around forever, going on CNN. A CNN booker saw what happened is they saw him on his podcast with Mace, P. Diddy, Diddy's former, partner when it was Puffy and Mace. And they saw it and they thought, oh, you know what? I thought that was pretty good. And so let's get him on. And he's just there to clown him. Like, he didn't even try. Did you see it?
I saw
it. Oh, my God.
He was too disinterested.
He wasn't disinterested. He went on just to make a fool of them. And then he had some kind of his own drink or some drink. And then he said he was getting cheeks after that. It was just, I mean, the whoever the booker is, I can tell you from, and you know this from TV, it's a producer's idea. The producer says, okay, they say, what are we going to do? We need to do something for P. Diddy. Let's get somebody on who knows him. Oh, I saw something with Cameron where he was with Mace, and Mace said he brought him. He didn't want to bring him to Bad Boy Records. He wanted to bring him to Biggie because he was trying to take care of him and help him avoid this. And like, okay, let's see if we can book Cameron then. Or maybe Mace. No, Mace won't come on. Let's see about Cameron. Okay. And Cameron, they said, we'd like to get you on. If Cameron doesn't want to do it, he goes, no, I'm not going to do it. He said yes on purpose. He said yes knowing full well that he was going to clown them and go viral. And sure enough, that's what he did. So we'll play some of that in a little bit. So I don't know what there is to say about the Astros other than Fromber was going fine and then absolutely exploded. 9-7 was the... No, 9-8 was the final.
It was
9-7. Yeah, 9-7. They scored the one run. 9-7 was the final. And there was no playoff basketball going on. The Astros lost one that they should have won. Now you move to the next game. You don't want it to, you don't want it to spill over. You want to keep the momentum going. So now on the homestand, what are they right now?
They're 6-2. They won the last two and they finished 8-2.
Yeah, so they have to finish the last two.
Yeah.
They're 7-3. Will you be disappointed?
Yes. No, they got to win both these games. The Angels suck. They've got a guy named Schlamazel leading off for them or something. Yeah. I mean,
they had to win yesterday, guys.
This is a bad team. This is a bad
team. Don't let that game beat you twice.
No.
So it's a bad team. Finish 8-2, and you've made, a little more headway potentially, at least on your own thing should just be getting a 500. That's your first goal. Get 500 in from there. You take on the next set of, the next set of goals.
Chris to the E is listening to another show, apparently. He said, Lance and John blaming Diaz for Fromber's manic episode. We said exactly the
opposite.
That's
what I heard. I heard Yiner, stop being a puss.
Wait, no, what?
That's what I heard from. That's what I heard from you two.
No.
Wait. Oh, were you?
We said exactly the opposite.
No. He's probably talking about the Bull Durham that you talked about.
Oh, that was a joke for Chris.
No. Sounded like, hey, okay. Fromber, be a man.
If I was Diaz, I would have told him what was coming. But you know what? Here was the thing about that. You didn't have to. They was all meatballs.
What did he have to tell him?
He was beach balls he was throwing up there. Oh, my God. Talk about a bunch of bad pitches, Fromber. That was awful. He's cruising along beautifully. And then he goes, I'm going off the game plan. I'm just going to throw what I want to throw. How's that? How'd that work out for you, Fromber?
Sometimes people get...
JP
Fromm. Sometimes people get tired of being told what to do.
Don't tell me
you
what
always
to do.
Say that. Don't tell me what to do. Fromber at some point was like, stop telling me what
to
do.
He said, you're not the boss
of me. You're not the boss of me, and I don't care what happens out here.
God.
I'm going to be me.
He and Verlander. Talk about
those are the two
you know
bosses.
Why? Because they hate him because he took Maldonado's job. Because of him, Maldonado's not here.
Are we just recklessly speculating now?
No.
They hate him.
They hate him. They hate him. Hate him.
Just point out.
Oh, by the way, he hit a couple of bullets yesterday. Again, I know he's not what we thought he was at the plate. He's OPS is just over 700. He dropped him the eighth in the order. Yeah, he hit the double to start the things for you, and then he had another single right after that. Dude is pretty damn good. So start listening to what he says. And you know what? I can't blame him because how are you going to tell Justin Verlander what to do, right? Verlander's shaking you off. You just go, well, that's Justin Verlander. You know, what am I going to – I'm going to tell Justin Verlander that he has to pitch what I tell him to pitch? You know what? Next time, go out to the mound and go, dude, what the – well, you're throwing 10 straight 96-mile-an-hour fastballs. You don't think this guy can catch up? You don't think he's seen 10 straight fastballs and he can hit it? How about we try something different? How about we try something different? That'd be great.
Well, then stay on the pitchers. Don't get on Yiner.
Leave him alone. You keep railing on Yiner. And perhaps Bregman shouldn't have been moved up so quickly.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Is this just a three-game? Is this all this was?
Leave Pena in the four-hole.
Yeah, perhaps.
Is this all just a three-game little run for Bregman? That's all.
I guess he's done. It's over. That's enough. I had a three-game. The cream rose to the top.
It's more like foam.
Yeah.
I thought baseball people use the long term before they made real decisions. It's three games. They're just going to elevate him back to the cleanup spot.
Apparently, it's not a long season, Del. That was the one we're talking about, Bregman back
forward. Drop him back to where he was. He was going great where he was. Just put him back down there.
Now, if you use the last five games scenario, he does have four hits in his last 19 at-bats. Still not great.
No, not great.
Still not great.
And as many times as he comes in game situations, not great.
And
RBIs would be zero. RBIs would be zero.
He did have the three-game run, though. That was nice.
Yeah, we'll always have that.
When he negotiates his contract, he can lean
on that. Lean on that.
Three-game run. What about that three games? 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at Highland Pines Golf Club. Just beautiful. Jason said he's on his way. He's got a Coors Light between his legs, as he said, my four-hour trip from Houston. It is literally 35 minutes from my house. 35 minutes, and I live in the Galleria area. So it's not – stop already. You can stop, all of you.
Well
– it's beautiful.
For
it's
others, it is beautiful. But for other people, it may not be 35 minutes.
Okay.
By others, I mean me.
Right. It was what, about an hour?
An hour and five with no traffic. Remember, I left at 4:30 in the morning.
Well,
before.
You're not a Clear Lake.
But even still.
Goodness gracious. She's running all over our golf course.
She could do that.
I mean.
Let her run.
No, we're going to have to
shut. She lives around the area.
We're going to shut that down just in case someone
gets distracted.
Wants to hit balls.
Oh.
When somebody wants to hit balls or something. All right, we got to break it. Daspit is here for us
right now.
Probably
works here.
John Daspit is the personal injury lawyer for you. He is the one that I say is the official one of the station, the official one of the city, the official one of the state, and the official one of the entire country. I've designated that because of his success rate and the fact that he cares about his clients. He cares enough to hire more lawyers so that you have the proper representation, so they can dig into it and do all the work they need to on your accident, whether it's offshore, workplace, refinery blast, car accident. It doesn't matter what type of accident he wants. If you've got hospital bills and you need help, John Daspit is the first name you should think of and the first number you should call. What's going to happen is the insurance company is going to get to you as fast as they can and try to get you a settlement check and get you to sign off so they're no longer culpable in any expenses beyond that or your own expenses. John Daspit wants to make sure that, hold on, slow down, let's take a look at this. What is your physical therapy going to be? Let's get you to the doctor. Let's get the x-rays. Let's make sure there's nothing that's going to be a future issue, because sometimes one thing has to heal before you see how another one is going to hold up. And that can be a process that takes more time. So John Daspit wants to make sure that you handle it in a proper way so that you are compensated for all your bills and medical expenses, time missed from work, but also that you are going to get the proper pain and suffering payments that you deserve for an accident that you certainly didn't seek out and that was one that you're going to have to live with despite the fact that it was due to someone else's negligence. So the phone number is 713-CALL-NOW. That's the number that you need to just remember or put in your phone right now, 713-CALL-NOW. Or for more information, go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Why are you shaking me off, huh?
I want to bring the heater to announce my presence with authority.
To announce your what?
To announce my presence with authority.
To announce your f***ing presence with authority? This guy's a first ball fastball hitter. He's looking for heat.
Oh, yeah? So what? He ain't seen my heat.
All right, me. Give me your heat. Fastball.
Home run for Bert Brooks. Fayetteville General.
What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing standing here? I give you a gift. You stand here, show up my pitcher. Run, dummy! Give me a ball. Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he?
Nailed it like an egg.
Yeah, and he scrambled the son of a bitch. Look at that, he hit the fucking bull. Guy gets a free steak.
What a great scene. All right, there we go. That's nice, Mikey. Nice. Mikey's out here. What's the name of your company? I forget. Pick Me.
Wow.
Pick Me Events.
Meet the team.
He's only that's been a, my guy.
He's only been part of the team for years. You forgot the name of the company.
Name. Pick Me.
Yeah.
Pick Me Events. So you're going to get a picture today with you in a golf setting. He's got this nice background for you for golf. It's really cool. So when you come on out here to Highland Pines, you're going to take a picture. You'll remember today forever, Del. I want you to take the picture, but you're going to have to turn your head around.
Day forever?
Del's got – you want to talk about disrespect for a golf course. He's got his head on backwards with a T-shirt on.
Representing the station.
Out here at beautiful Highland Pines.
I'm not playing.
Where we wear golf shirts out here. Or Mike wears that.
He's not wearing a golf shirt because he's not playing.
Oh, my God. He's got a Dallas Cowboy shirt on. Sugarland Cowboys. Stop already. Any Cowboys suck.
You were an Oklahoma State Cowboy for years.
Yeah, but we don't say it. We just say OSU. We don't wear that crap.
Stop it. I caught you in a
Cowboys.
Lie.
So we're live at Highland Pines. Beautiful Highland Pines. Sun's coming up. It's getting warm. It's going to be a great day out here. No Frisbees allowed. But Lance is going to be playing with us. What are you looking at?
Sent it to you, too.
What is that?
Tell John to come get his cousin. Oh, no, tell Lance to. This is the German version of, I don't know.
Germany's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Is that a woman?
It's a girl. Yes. Oh, it's a woman, yeah.
It's less bad now,
yeah,
I guess.
It's less bad. It's okay. Oh, now.
I didn't think it was, though. That's bad.
Okay. So, anyway, we are live here. Highland Pines, our occasional invitational today. Everybody going to come out and enjoy a beautiful golf course. If you haven't been here before, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, wow, this is something special. And if you have been here before, you're coming back because you know, wow, this is something special.
Something happened on our show yesterday. We discussed a comment made by former cornerback Steven Nelson, who has been sideways with the general manager Nick Caserio before he got a contract last year, is making fun of him for
his vest.
His vest, and he still got a contract. Then we got this. One of our listeners, I'm trying to find it here. Here she is. She said, how have you never heard? Oh, so anyway, Steven Nelson made a comment about Milk Dud head or Milk Dud or whatever. He said something negative about Milk Dud and what, masculinity or?
No,
or
he
meathead,
said, take that meathead persona and help the city, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, take the meathead and help the city because the city, somebody tweeted, hey, Houston Texans or Rockets, please help the city, something like that. And this guy, and then Steven Nelson took that, posted it on Instagram and said, hey, Milk Dud, you see this? Why don't you help the city with your masculine persona or your meathead persona? Turns out Dell's right. He was talking about
obviously
D'Amico. Nikki said, how have you never heard of Milk Dud? There are a group of kids that call out basketball head coaches at high school, Coach Milk Dud. He in turn told those kids they look like dirty tennis balls. But I guess Milk Dud is a turn of phrase.
Yeah.
That is, so you have known about it. It wasn't you just guessing. You've heard that term before.
And it felt pretty obvious who he was talking about. He's a disgruntled – well, now we know he's a disgruntled player, former player, out of a contract. And who is he attacking other than D'Amico Ryans?
I'm not going to – that's not going to stand. You're not going to be allowed to attack our coach. That's not allowed to stand. You're not welcome back in Houston, Steven Nelson. So don't try it. And I hope you don't have a house here because hopefully
– are you going to go to his home?
Well, no. What I'm hoping is he loses his property tax fight.
Okay.
And it costs him more money.
Doesn't John have a company for that?
I do.
Yeah, and I hope he doesn't call him. I hope he doesn't call
Ownwell. What's the date today? Too late. It's the 21st. Yesterday you had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry, Steve.
I was going to call him, but I won my own. I put in a settlement offer, and I'm like, I'll have to go to finish it. And they said, I'll tell you what, you go a little bit higher, and we'll say yes. I'm like, done. So now I don't have to go in because I was going to use Ownwell. Trust me. But, yeah, you had to get your iFile in if you were going to do that.
Right.
So, Steven Nelson made a comment about our head coach. Our head coach, our fearless head coach, D'Amico Ryans, is going to be leading the charge. Has already been leading the charge for the rookies and for the young players, right? Mm-hmm. So, we've got some rookies that – who do you think will have – who do you expect to have the biggest – do you think any young player will have a big impact on this team this year?
Lassiter.
Big impact?
Yeah, he's going to have to. Yes, he's going to have a really big impact. He's going to be on the field a lot.
He will. You think he starts?
Yes, I do. I think he starts on the other side.
Corner?
Yeah, on the other corner.
Outside corner or slot? I don't think he can play outside corner. I'm not sure he's fast enough.
Although
you can kind of mix and match your matchups because you have Okuda who is fast enough. Henderson's fast enough. Those guys are.
I think
you're just saying he's going to be one of the three corners.
He is.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see Lassiter being that guy.
Yes.
I could see Lassiter being that guy. Here's the difference, though. You don't have to have the same impact like you had to have with, obviously, Stroud. I mean, your team flipped because of a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a defensive end, an outside pass rusher. Your quarterback, your team flipped. It appears to have flipped in terms of culture and in terms of ability. Now, do you have any – is there any concern for you? And maybe the answer is no, but maybe we should have a healthy – I don't know about concern or skepticism, but – caution that last year was a year that was not an aberration, but that there's bumps in the road that, like, I have a tendency right now, I'm thinking realistically a bump in the road is coming for the Texans, and they have a type of schedule that would say that that's coming. But I don't know, for some reason I don't have that fear, and maybe I need to have some healthy skepticism to keep my
I think they're going to have much a similar season to last year. I think it's a 9 or 10 win team, but it's only a 9 or 10 win team because of how tough the schedule is.
Yeah, that's a good year.
Yeah.
Actually.
That is a good year.
9 and 8, 10 and
10-7 is a nice year.
Good year with that schedule.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and frankly, you're probably going to have to wipe out most of the teams in your division.
But how different is this team in that you don't have to count on rookies this year? I mean, even if Lasser doesn't play, there is nobody.
And that's a difference.
It's huge.
That's a difference. And that's why I was asking you which rookie will have the biggest impact, because Blake Fisher, you know, they've got him. Right now they've got I'm looking at our lads, has Titus Howard at left guard, and they have Blake Fisher at right tackle. I don't see that happening.
No.
I see Blake Fisher as the future replacement for Titus Howard is what I see. Ladarius Henderson, to me, he's a practice squad guy at best. Cade Stover you've got Dalton Schultz at one tight end, Tegan Catoriano, Brevin Jordan, Dalton Keene. I do think Cade Stover might.
He might make a little bit of a. Well, if we're going to talk about there's not enough footballs for the wide receivers, now all of a sudden you throw Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover in there?
Yeah.
I mean, if Cade Stover has 20 catches this year, that's a good year.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge year.
Yeah, and then Kalen Bullock is the safety that they drafted. I had teams, and I wrote him up as a potential corner. I don't think the Texans are going to do that, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
He could end up playing. Yeah, a lot.
He could end up playing, but I didn't love him at safety. I thought he took too many chances and was too feast or famine, which is not something you want to do on the back end. So we'll see. Jamal Hill, six-rounder, is going to be a big-time special teams player for him this year. Keep an eye on number 56 because this kid has some talent. He's fast. He's a former safety. They moved to linebacker, and he runs in a 4-4-1 range. So he was a former safety, so he's got coverage experience. So he's going to end up being a nickel linebacker,
right.
And that's a guy to keep an eye on. But the rest of it, yeah, I mean, realistically, your two best shots are probably Cade Stover and Kamari Lassiter, if I'm being honest.
I think Bullock's going to have Bullock, too. I think Lassiter and Bullock are the two guys that are going to.
I'm a little worried if Bullock plays
right away.
Well,
here's the deal. How many times did you see Carson Houston on the field? I mean,
yeah, injuries to four
safeties.
That's
right, yeah. I mean, that is bound to happen. All right, we got to break it. When we come back, let's talk about rest in the NFL and how it's a different year and where the Texans stack up as far as getting more rest than their opponent. We'll do that on the other side. Right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford, though. Chastain Ford, they ain't resting. They ain't resting. What they're doing is they're giving you the best deal that they could possibly give you, about 2.9% financing on select SUVs on the lot right now in this SUV select campaign that they're running. 72 months at 2.9% financing and no payments for 90 days. That's why I need you. If you're looking for an SUV, this is the place to go. There is no other place for you to go and get your SUV on. It's the place. It is the place to get your F-150 on, your F-250, 350, whatever it is. Look, you're looking for the best way, my friends, to get into that Ford car truck. I love them. You'll love them, too. I guarantee you, you're going to walk out of there saying, man, I got the best deal I could, and they worked their tail off. And they're going to give you service afterwards as well. You're going to join the Chastain family. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Tell them I sent you or go to doitall@chastainford.com.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here on live at Highland Pines, the girls are listening, Ellie and Kaylee inside. They turned us on in there.
By the way, just people John knows from the course. They're not.
They work here. I care about the people.
They're
that
not
work.
Important. To
regular
the people.
People
I'm just
who
pointing
work
out
here.
To the people who are listening to us that what are their name? What are the ladies' names?
Kaylee and Ellie.
Kaylee and Ellie. It's just people John knows. That's not true.
That's
going to happen throughout the day.
Here. They give me Coors Lights when I come
here. Exactly, people you know. So when John mentions a random person, it's just someone he knows.
No, that's not
who
true.
Who works here?
I mean, you don't care about the worker. Oh, because she doesn't make a ton of money, Dale. She's not important to you.
What?
Okay?
I'm explaining to the people listening that
I try to give her as much as possible.
You're going to randomly mention names, and it will have no importance to them. It's just John recognizing people he knows.
My man Larry, the starter. Where'd he go?
There it is, another guy.
Okay.
That's good radio.
Hey,
by the way, if you are playing out here, stop and get mosquito spray, because as you would expect with the storms we had, there's going to be some mosquitoes out here.
There's no mosquitoes out here. Wait, don't tell people not to.
There's no mosquitoes. If they're playing, bring mosquitoes.
Never heard
stuff.
Of mosquitoes out here.
Do as I say.
In 2024, there will be 101 games played where a team has more rest than their opponent. That is the most in history.
Oh, you're in football, right?
Did you hear us talking about you, Kaylee?
I loved it.
As recently as the late 2000s, the NFL wouldn't release a schedule that featured 30% of their games with one team having a rest advantage. Now we're up to 37% now.
That's incredible.
So the Ravens have the best rest advantage in the NFL, and it's by far 37 more days of rest.
Now, some of the rest stuff is just the fact that you have west to east. So this is probably a west to east. I wonder if AFC East, if West Coast teams are having to play AFC East, because that's an automatic if you play at – or East to West, I should say. Because if you play at
– It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's how many days off you have.
Well, no, but rest advantage. If one team has to travel to one time
that's
zone –
That's not what he's talking about. It doesn't matter about travel.
Well, then where does it say that? It's not travel time.
It's about they have –
No, when they started. The game, so your rest, if you played at noon and another team played at 3, then you have
it
more rest
matter.
Than noon.
It's only the days. It's not. It's how many days.
Are you
days.
Sure that's
yes,
what he
it's
means?
It's not about 3 o'clock, yes.
Because he doesn't
say that,
does he?
The 49ers are at minus 21 days of net rest edge. That's the number one rest disadvantage in the last decade. They also were number one last year, though, and they still had the best record. So that's what to look into. The Ravens are plus 16. While the 49ers are at minus 27, that's a 37-day advantage. In a 17-game schedule, they have over a month more rest advantage over their opponent.
I think he is adding a 3 hours.
He's not. It's about days. He says it's over days. It's a number of days.
How can you have 37-day disadvantage? Think about that over the course of that schedule.
It's just days. It doesn't count. It's not about hours.
I know he says days, but you don't think because they do as expected.
Okay. Can you forget that?
Because it's expected, about days. As expected, they're playing all East Coast games.
Can you
games.
Please forget that? It's about the days, number of days.
Well, let's go look at the schedule.
Because he's talked about it. It's okay. Here's why. How do you even get 32 days of rest? How do you even get 32 days of negative rest? Over a month of the season is only 4 months. You play teams off of buys, play three teams off of mini buys. You play so, in other words, it's you're playing teams that have the Ravens have a huge advantage over everybody else
because they're resting. Because looking at this is not like they're playing every 7 days. They're not. Well, the only time there's a difference is the 29th to October 6th. Then they go 6th to the 10th. Now that's the short time frame, right? You go from October 6th. To October 10th, they play the Cardinals and then the Seahawks. Then they play the Chiefs October 20th, so they got 10 days of rest there after that.
Right.
Then 7 days. Then they got another big, long rest until November
10th. Right.
November 10th, that's bye week. Then the 7th and the 24th,
so is there, if
December 1st. So their schedule's not any different.
Well, you ask. Well, they got plus.
But I'm showing you.
Well, he has an example.
Now, there
the
are
Bengals.
Two. Here's the problem. They go from December 8th to December 12th. They go from San Francisco, their issue, they do have it twice where they have to have a 4-day.
Well,
which means some of the schedule makers are screwing this up.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, get this.
But it's because there's more national television than
three games in 10 days, which the Texans play. The Texans play three games in 10 days. The NFL hasn't used it in years. Number of teams playing in three games in 10 days, no times from 2019 to 23. This year, 9 times.
Is that because of the
Because Christmas.
Christmas, that's what I figured, yeah.
Well, that's just four teams. Well, but they're doing it more.
But it's also at the end of the year.
That's right. That's exactly right. So the Texans are at a huge disadvantage at the end of the year.
So Thanksgiving, too, right? That'd be the other one?
That's the other one. That's the other one. And there are nine times. You're going to have nine times. You're going to have teams.
So why is this happening?
Three games in 10 days.
Because you're playing TV. Because there's TV on not just Monday and Sunday, but also Thursday. We know that. Now Thanksgiving.
Netflix.
Now you have Thanksgiving also. Multiple teams on Thanksgiving, not just a Thursday game. Multiple teams. They've gone from two games. Remember when it was two games, and then it went to three. And are they at four now, or are we still at three games? We're at three games, right?
Of what?
Football. It's just three. Yeah.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
On
no, on Thanksgiving. It's three.
There's three,
yeah. Basketball's gone to four or five now.
But they do all day.
This idea of Christmas, like, this to me is just too greedy. You don't need to let the NBA have Christmas Day. They've created this.
It's all this for thing. Netflix, because Netflix wanted Christmas Day. And it would be fine if it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday.
$10 billion.
Wednesday, they get $150 million from Netflix, okay, a year. So they're like, we don't care if it's a Wednesday. We're playing on Wednesday. So the Texans fall in the middle of this deal. Baltimore is plus 16 days of rest. Pittsburgh is plus two. Cincinnati minus two. The Texans fall right in the middle of this deal as far as number of days. The Texans are rest edge. Actually, they're minus seven. The Texans are minus seven.
Despite having that 10 game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they also don't have to go to, you know, the other thing is they don't have to travel overseas.
No. I can't read. This thing is so hard to read. I have no idea. No, the Texans are actually plus seven. The net rest edge for the Houston Texans.
Why are we complaining?
Baltimore's plus 16. New England's plus 12. Minnesota. The Texans are plus 7. The worst in the league, San Francisco minus 21. Denver minus 17. Indianapolis minus 17. Seattle minus 13. The Texans actually gain, despite the fact that they're playing three games. There's only, nine games playing the three games in 10 days, and yet the Texans are still on the plus side.
Well, they're on the plus side because they're not playing Thanksgiving Day. They're not playing. They do have Thursday and Monday night games.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wonder how much of that has.
Well,
to
while
do
you
with,
lose the net rest edge on the Thursday game, you gain it back when you play. You don't play
some
that
of the
Sunday.
Net rest. I wonder how much it even matters. Like I'd be more interested in how teams do coming off of the international play. You know, international travel. How do you do there? Because you have to have a bye week after that. And I think everyone gets a bye week after international travel. But the more international games that they have, make no mistake, there's a ton. You have Mexico City now. Germany is getting more. Don't they have one in Nigeria?
No.
Nigeria. Where do they have it?
No, Argentina.
Is it Argentina?
Brazil.
Same thing.
Brazil. No, it's not.
So close. It's Brazil, close. England, Mexico City, and Germany? Does Mexico City get one again this year? I mean, the more international travel you do, and Mexico City's not international travel, but the others are.
I'm not sure Mexico City has a game this year.
They may not have a game
this year. I don't think they have a game this year. Whatever the case, the Texans get some next. But listen, the 49ers had the least rest again last year, and they were the number one seed.
Well, good teams win.
That's right. Good teams win. We'll find out whether or not that next rest for Baltimore pays any dividends. They have more than a month more rest than San Francisco does this year. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, you got to talk about Vanderford.
Vanderford Air, I'm thinking of them now, a little humid right outside today, and it's how we are. We're going to have humidity. I don't have it in my home because I got a whole home dehumidifier. It was something I needed. I had a new air conditioning purchased 3 years ago, but I had them go through the tune-up, and there was a lot of sludge and just nasty stuff built up in the return line there in the emergency drip line. So what they ended up doing, they said, okay, we're going to take your emergency line. We're going to clean this out for you. The stuff that came out of there was nasty, and they said, this needs to be done every year, Lance, not every 3 years. So I chalked that up as a learning experience. Then they helped to bury that line that I had before into a drain, a pre-existing drain. And then we went through the entire system. And the checkup is great because they go through, if it needs to be tuned up from a Freon standpoint, they'll do that. They check every single room in terms of how air conditioning is getting there. Are your lines working properly? Is the AC working properly? And then for me, because my AC was working well, I said, look, I want to pull some of this humidity out of my home. It's miserable. And so we added the whole home dehumidifier, which pulls the humidity out of the air, dehumidifies it, and then puts it back into the air where your air conditioner cools it, and you don't have the same issues that you had before. That's one of the many things that they do. They're incredible. They do an amazing job of just getting your home cool. You're paying high energy bills during the summer. Our summers last forever. You want to make sure you're cool. You want to make sure it's working, and that's what Vanderford Air does for you. Trust the experience that they have and have them come out and diagnose your system. If you know something's going on, they'll give you a price to fix it and a price to replace your system with financing available. It's VanderfordAir.com, 281-557-COOL. Don't wait until it's miserable. Get it done now, 281-557-COOL.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.